It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, airs statewide on HPR One stations, part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered. And then it's archived online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Fridays, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals who are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. Thanks for listening. And this week we have a returning guest, Therapeutic Horsemanship of Hawaii. And this is an organization that is online. You can take a look at their website where they talk about how they specialize in riding instruction for all kinds of folks. But in particular, they also offer this for people who have various special needs. And they do this because it provides therapeutic inspiration and healing for folks. It's an activity that has a lot of value with the movement that comes from being on a horse, plus the interaction with an animal. And they've got a goal to kind of improve the minds and bodies of folks using horses as partners. And they do this very unusual outreach, too, because Therapeutic Horsemanship of Hawaii have, in addition to regular horses, right? You have regular-sized horses.
Yes.
They have special miniature horses. And these are tiny horses that visit individuals who can't visit their program. And you can imagine, like a therapy dog or something like that, the magic that that can bring to somebody in a bed or a hospital or wherever. They do that with little tiny horses, and they do that for folks who can't get out due to physical or financial reasons. And they have an annual Christmas party fundraiser Saturday, December 14th, 4 to 8, Waimanalo Polo Field Clubhouse. It's a BYOB event, it says. It includes dinner, a bounce house, raffle, and silent auction. And best of all, the proceeds benefit their programs. We're going to learn more about the organization and the event and how the Therapeutic Horsemanship of Hawaii can be supported with their executive director, Dana Venon. Hey, Dana, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you back. And before we hear about the special event where people can support your programs, let's hear about those and also explain, as I was sort of talking when introducing you, how it relates to folks with disabilities.
So most of what we do is therapeutic riding sessions. We are certified to do that by the Professional Association of Therapeutic Horsemanship, which is a professional organization that provides certification education worldwide, really. So what that looks like is a horseback riding lesson. However, we are focused, rather than on producing competitive riders who are, you know, off to the Olympics or anything like that, more happier people, stronger people, we look for our riders' mental state and physical welfare. We're trying to use horses to improve both of those to the extent of our ability. It's a pretty neat thing to watch sometimes.
How many horses do you guys have?
We have 10 lesson horses right now.
Those are regular full size.
Regular full size, varying from smaller to bigger, so we can work with a variety of riders. And then we have four of the miniatures, two of which are currently our outreach team.
Okay. And the miniatures, when they're born, how big are they?
They're like the size of a full-grown cat or a small dog.
Okay, when they're
about 15, 20 pounds.
And their maximum size is how many pounds?
Ours weigh about 200 pounds. They're larger or smaller. Ours are kind of on the smaller end. My mom on the Big Island works with a little bigger miniature horse that she can actually put little riders on for pony rides sometimes.
Okay. These no riding.
Too small.
Right,
too small for riding.
200 pounds is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like your big local friend, you know.
And is the program for all ages? What's the age range for?
We are allowed to work with individuals over the age of 4 years. Under that, it's a slight possibility of causing micro damage to developing neural systems. So
Sure. We
like them over the age of 4, and then we do make sure that we don't work with anyone who can be damaged from riding a horse. So pretty rare individuals with hip or spinal issues, neck issues, not enough head control. Those types of riders we encourage to work with our miniature horses rather than putting them on a big horse that that lateral vestibular movement could cause more damage rather than helping them.
Right, you're saying that there's still a lot of value that can come from just being around the little horses. And
The mini horses are just so fun to be around, and they'll make people forget that they're not well or not happy, and it's kind of a neat thing to see. They can have, I think, just as much an impact as the larger horses.
And back to what you had first said in terms of folks who, you sort of answered it, but if someone feels like they or their loved one that may be interested in this, if they have any question regarding if their disability or special need would be okay medically to do this, you would say they should check with their doctor before checking with you guys?
They could check with me first. The part of our PATH certification is that we're able to recognize issues that might be a problem. And a lot of times, if it doesn't involve spine or hips, it's not a problem. But I'm happy to talk to anyone who might have that question
right,
and let them know. And then I'll definitely refer them to a doctor if I have any questions.
Right, I get you if you're at all unsure.
Right.
So it's open for a lot of folks to get that that value. And then is it, what are the costs? How much does it cost for people to do this?
We charge $35 for a half hour riding session, and we charge $50 for a 1 hour riding session. And we don't charge anything for our miniature outreach program as long as it's going to someplace where people physically or financially cannot come to our place.
So
like private schools, we don't do too much. Public education, especially special education, love going to like those real, urban schools. The kids don't get to get out to see horses as much, and we can do a little education program with them.
Right, that could be real eye-opening for kids who are less fortunate and maybe in the same case. It can be so if people who are elderly or in a care facility, or someone who manages works, has something to do with a place like that, or has a loved one in it, and they're hearing this and they're thinking, wow, that would be a great thing for this place. Would you recommend they get in touch with you to suggest it?
Absolutely. Senior centers are great. We do a lot of senior centers. The folks there don't have a lot of interaction usually with animals or things in general. And the meetings are really perfect height for people in wheelchairs or
right.
people who are sitting. Their heads come right into their laps, and they'll come and visit. And it really can brighten the days of some older folks who don't have a lot to do during the day.
Yeah, and also when you say wheelchairs, just people who have a disability or
yes.
people who are in a bed, cannot get out of a bed, especially people who are in a wheelchair, people with intellectual disabilities. I just see those mini horses as being a real, like you said, very therapeutic kind of, I'm not a doctor, but I just, I've seen videos of them, and it's just, you feel better just watching the video of these creatures. They're so, the energy they give off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're the neatest little things. And, you see them, you're right. You just see a little video on Facebook and next thing you know, it's 10 minutes later and you've got nothing done except you're watching this little mini horse, and it's making you happy. And, it's kind of a neat, easy thing that we can do that just brings a lot of joy to people. It's not curing anything, but it makes people forget that, maybe there isn't a cure for what they have for a little while and makes them happy. So that's worth it.
Part of you see animals, there's just a lot of value that animals provide because that's a emotional support. Animals you hear and see all over and service animals and animals that provide a lot of different functions, so makes total sense that these horses could too. It's just and their size, I guess, is a huge enabler for them. Is there any pay rate difference for the general public versus someone who has a disability?
There isn't. We just do it as cheap as we can, so the most number of people can participate. We haven't raised our prices in I don't even remember how long. And then again, it's also a hard line sometimes to judge between who has a disability or an issue. Like, is it a kid who's being bullied in school and is coming from a divorced or abusive home? Is that a kid that we shouldn't work with? Because it just becomes very hard to say. I guess I'm trying to say I can't say no, you can't ride here, so or it should be more expensive. But we do try to serve our community any way we can, so that's part of that.
How do you guys get your funding?
We do our riding sessions at a loss. So some of the things that we do are fundraisers. We have a couple annual fundraisers, our horse show and country fair in the spring, and then we do, you mentioned earlier, our Christmas fundraiser coming up in a couple weeks, those two. And then we also run camps for more able-bodied independent kids, and those are those are actually something that we make a small profit on, but they also provide this amazing opportunity for kids who are getting too much screen time, not going outside, to be outdoors all day doing something healthy, really try to turn it into a life skills type of situation where I encourage them to work together and share and be kind and generous to each other, and at the same time be independent and make good decisions about riding their horses and learning about them and working together to have fun. I think it's a great program that we're able to provide for kids these days who just don't go outside enough.
Right, that's a unique connection in nature to be at a camp and that it's based around horses, for sure. So this event is how you guys, you mentioned it, the Christmas party fundraiser, Saturday, December 14th, 4 to 8, at the Waimanalo Polo Field Clubhouse, east of Honolulu, BYOB event, with some dinner. And well, I'll let you describe it. What's going to be happening at this event? And paint a picture for folks. It's radio, so try to be as visual as you can in your description.
It's really fun, and we do get a lot of donors who go to a number of these charitable fundraisers, and ours is a little different that it's in this outdoor setting, and it's the polo field at sunset, which is just a fantastic, you get the backdrop of the ko'olau's and the beautiful green field, and it's very casual. Kids are just running around screaming in a bounce house. We have a sunset hayride that goes around the polo field, gives people a chance to kind of cruise around the field and take a look at the sun setting over the mountains. It's just a good family event. We try to keep it cheap so that people can come, but we also have a silent auction and a raffle. People want to come and spend a little more money and keep the program on the road through the rainy season. We try to give them every opportunity to spend money, but also just, it's a great Christmas fun family event that everyone is welcome to join us for.
And are there horses at the event?
We offer people to catch the hayride across to go visit the horses at the barn, and we did actually have the minis come through one time just to sort of demonstrate, but it ended up being a little bit too much of a party for them. I think it stressed them out a little bit, but we definitely try to bring them over and have them on the field, or we invite people to go see them at the barn if we don't have enough time to get them there.
Okay. It seemed like an important prop to have at the...
They're helpful. They're so cute.
Or any kind of horse at a fundraiser for your organization. So when people could help you by obviously coming to the event is what you're saying, but then on top of that, you mentioned you're going to have a raffle, silent auction. So folks who are interested in supporting you in that way, and you'll tell me if I have this entirely wrong, but it sounds like somebody could donate items to you which you guys could use for your raffle and silent auction, which is a way to help support the organization.
Absolutely. That would be most helpful if anyone has anything that they, gift certificates, things like that, items that could help us raise funds. We'll take whatever we can get for that.
Volunteering for that event?
Volunteering for that event, we could use a few people, but thanks for bringing that up. Volunteers in general at our place, always welcome. We depend, I would say about 80% of the work done at our place is done by volunteers. I'm the only full-time staff. We have one part-time staff, and everything else is done by volunteers. Horse experience is not necessary. We're happy to provide training. If anyone has interest in learning about horses, being around kids, being part of the weird little happy family that we've got going on over there, we're always welcome to have you.
Emphasis on little. Like little horses. No,
little, yes, and weird. You could also emphasize that. But fun and very caring about kids in the community and our animals.
So, yeah, volunteer opportunities year-round in addition to that. And let me give the contact information. And obviously, if you think you have another way that you could support them, then you could propose that method to them. thhwaimanalo.org is the website. There's an email contact form at the website. Is there an email address you guys use, or is it best to just use that email contact form at the website?
My email is Dana, D-A-N-A, at thhwaimanalo.org, which is basically the website address.
Yep. And then you can speak to our guest yourself. You can also give a call out to the organization, 808-342-9036. And you can get the full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, all of our previous Helping Hand guests archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. The event is coming up Saturday, December 14th, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it's going to be their annual Christmas party fundraiser at the Waimanalo Polo Field Clubhouse with Therapeutic Horsemanship of Hawaii. And Executive Director Dana Venon has been our guest again today, talking about their remarkable program and their very special miniature horses that they have, four of them, correct?
Yes.
What are their names?
Maka, Kama, Kahiao, and Geronimo.
And which are the two that go out and do the work, right?
Maka and Kama. Makakua and Kamalani are two, a little gelding and a little mare, who do our outreach. They're the oldest of the four.
How old are they?
Oh, gosh. I think they're 13 and 14 this year. So we'll have them for many years to come. And then Kahiao is Kama's baby, who is going to be four, I think. So she's our up-and-coming next outreach horse.
They're special animals, and so on behalf of all the people who are going to get some joy out of spending time with them and maybe ease some of the discomfort in their lives through being around the horses, thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you.